Well, let's check in now with a small town where the local hospital has come face to face with an outbreak of coronavirus. The Mountain West News Bureau's Nate Hedgie has the story.
The town of Shelby sits on the high plains of north central Montana. It's home to a lot of wheat and barley fields, a pretty good high school football team, and an Amtrak train that passes through town twice a day.
The people here are fantastic. There's a huge sense of community.
That's William Kiefer. He leads the only hospital in all of Toole County that offers 24/7 emergency services. He says Shelby is a town where most everyone knows everyone. So when folks here started getting sick and even dying from COVID-19, it hit hard.
I mean, I think that everyone's reaction is one of despair.
The virus ripped through the hospital's assisted living facility in late March, infecting more than a dozen staff and residents. As of April 27th, it had killed 6 people in the county. And because Toole County has such a small population, that meant it now has one of the highest per capita death rates from COVID-19 in the entire West. Former Shelby Mayor Larry Bondurud says he knows everyone who passed away.
They all had major health problems. They'd all been sick before.
And now the town, just like the rest of the state of Montana, has been under a strict stay-at-home directive for the past month.
You know, a lot of the Main Street businesses are closed. And, you know, the restaurants are all kind of doing takeout. And I think everybody's adapted to it. Nobody likes it.
Montana's governor plans to slowly lift the stay-at-home directive in phases beginning this week. But Bondurud was against it in the first place. He doesn't think it works. Christine Porter disagrees. She teaches public health at the University of Wyoming and says staying at home is one of the only ways that rural towns like Shelby can protect themselves from the virus.
Left to its own devices, it will spread like wildfire, something we're familiar with.
Rural towns are acutely vulnerable because folks living there are often older and because these towns often have limited medical capacities. For instance, Shelby only has 21 hospital beds and 2 ventilators. But some of the West's small towns aren't taking the threat seriously enough because, unlike Shelby, they aren't seeing many confirmed cases in their counties yet. Porter says this is a frustrating yet common public health dilemma. She explains it using a parable called Babies in the River.
Let's say you're standing by, you know, the river having a nice picnic, and then you see a baby floating by and drowning. What do?
Well, you jump in the water and you save it. But then you see another baby floating in the river. And another. And another.
And then there's 1,000 babies in the river that are all drowning. What do? You cannot save all the babies.
She says this is how some rural communities are treating the threat of COVID-19. When there are no babies drowning in their river, they don't see a need to change their behavior so drastically.
Until we see the suffering, we don't believe it and don't think it's worth the cost of the public health measures. Even though once you start seeing the effects in your community, it's not too late to still save some lives, but it's too late to prevent the slam.
Porter is especially concerned about the handful of conservative states that have resisted enacting stay-at-home orders. Those orders, she says, are demonstrably helping to flatten the curve. Back in Shelby, hospital CEO William Kiefer says Montana's stay-at-home directive helped his town wrest control over the outbreak there.
We believe that everyone staying in their homes and doing the following the guidance of the CDC is incredibly important, and that it's, to this point, been very successful in Toole County.
And there's something else that Shelby did that officials should take note of for all future pandemics. Kiefer says the hospital planned ahead before the virus even reached the U.S.
You know, we have a group of dedicated people here that thought, wow, if it does hit the United States, we're a very rural frontier facility and we should do everything in our power now.
All the way back in January, the hospital began purchasing and storing personal protective equipment. That's because even though Shelby, Montana isn't a ski resort or a bustling city, there's that Amtrak train that comes through twice a day between Seattle and Chicago, and the trucks that roll past along the main highway, and the families getting back from vacation.
Although we're small, we're not isolated. People do move around quite a bit.
And in this pandemic, it's that movement that can kill. For Here and Now, I'm Nate Hedgie.
And if you live in a rural part of the United States, let us know how you're doing. Are you worried about whether your hospitals are prepared for an outbreak? Are you staying home instead of seeking care or traveling long distances for care? Let us know at hereandnow.org.